Shalom Uvracha. We are still continuing in this Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem is dealing with us. There is a level of Midas Hadin every day, almost every day. More of our boys are going to Olam HaEmes. Yesterday lost another few. Three soldiers, maybe more. Ponim David HaMelech, who prepares us and guides us through every situation in life, has this beautiful pasuk of Be'elikim Ahalel Dvoroi. Elikim, we know, is a term for Midas Hadin. Says David HaMelech, even when there's a Midas Hadin, Ahalel Dvoroi, I will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can constantly always pay attention to all the wonderful thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. A lot of people talk about bitochen. You have to have bitochen, 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 bitochen. Bitochen is not based on paying attention to the whole picture of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us everything in life, then there's no way to get to bitochen. It's just some type of a religious thing. You have to believe. You have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? I see all kind of things happening. The right way to do it is, even when there's a Midas Adin, and when there's not Midas Adin, and with every situation there's the Chesed and Din also, there's also Chesed going on. And Memeilo Be'elikim Botachti Lo Yiro. Because the truth is, Elikim has two connotations. It has one meaning, like we said, Midas Adin. Bereishis bo Elokim, this entire world was created by Midas Adin. Anything physical has a shaft of Midas Adin because it's limited. The Chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to losa in chekia, is without a limit. The Chesed that Hashem gave us to do one mitzvah is greater than anything else in the entire limited physical world. So that we have to realize and appreciate, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the physical goodness, but the ikka, for the spiritual goodness, which is the true chasodim. If we look at the world in that perspective, we'll take advantage of the time we have in this world, the koichos we have in this world, to further and strengthen the ruchnis part of our lives and those around us. But al koponim, that's elikim, midas hadin, limited chasodim. Elikim also means bal hakoichos kulam. The most powerful, the source of all the energy, all the power in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone comes into power, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided time for him to come into power. And when Hashem decides the time has come to take it away, he loses it. We saw that by Paro and Mitzrayim, and we see that in every generation. So, this is the thing. Even in the time of Midas Adin, it's a time for me to appreciate all the goodness that comes from Hashem, and also appreciate the power and the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, He's the one on top of everything else. Anybody and any power in this world is just flesh and blood, something that is here today and tomorrow is not here. Basel does not last. It could last 100 years, maybe a little more, and then it rots away. And that's all the forces in this world. It doesn't make a difference what they have, what weapons they have. The most powerful weapons of the world are the weapons of Basel of Adam. And the Koch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinitely times greater because he's the one who gave the Koichos into the world. So as we're going through this period of Elikim, there is a Midas Adin in all types of forms and fashions, aside from the things we all know about, there's so many Tzoris Protius, different sorrows that individuals are going through. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Baruch Hashem is starting to get better. There's a boy, a 12-year-old boy in the neighborhood, who also just went through a complicated medical situation. His name is Yisrael Ben Yehudis. Should have a full shalema. But not everybody knows. There's all kinds of different things going on. That's the Hanukkah of going through. But the way we go through it, what do we do in this period of time? We just make ourselves nervous and upset and agitated, not have patience for ourselves and for others, or the other way around. Ahalel Dvoroi. I realize, yes, Hashem is making this Midas Hadin in the world. But it's a time to even more so to focus on the good that's happening, the Shmir that's happening, the fact that even if people are dying, that Baruch Hashem, that it's not more than that. It could be more than that. It could be a lot more than that. Initially, it predicted a lot more. And together with that, all the good things that are happening in life, the eager thing is that we're the Am Hashem. And with that, I focus on the second Elikim, that Hashem is Balakoychus Kulam. He's on top of everything. Nothing's out of control. It's always under His control. And the more we put ourselves under His control, the more Siyata Shemaya we have with whatever we do. Should be Zeicha to take these days to be Besimcha. It says that Tzadikim, even Bezman Midas Adin, they're Besimcha. And it's not a contradiction to be happy and together with that, feel bad for those of us who are Betzar. We see on Yontif, this halacha, if a person, Manasan, someone who is Nifter, on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, halacha is, he's chayvim in the mitzvah Simchas Yontif, even though, Betzino, privately, he's noig avelis. How can you do both? Both happy and avelis? The answer is we can. We have to be happy with the fact that we are the Am Hashem. We have the on Yom Tov and the Yom Tovim, and every day of the year we have the mitzvahs that we have. When we eat, to not stop eating like an animal. We're eating, making a brocha, being miskav to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything we do in life is like that. Even going to the bathroom is miskav to Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Asher Yotzeh, we say afterwards. And Mimela, that will help us recognize Mitzarecha, this is Midas Adin, Mitzad Hasheni, we're supposed to be in good spirits. Mitzad Hashlishi, we're supposed to feel the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. And together with that, recognize that Belikim Botachti, I realize Hashem is the most powerful on top of the scene, and we go with Him, He will be with us, and we will see Yeshua's.